This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're here in Zurich, and we're on the way to the Kever of the Karban Asana. We're just going to get an update of our locale from our friend Reb Zali Liman.
We are now in Betestrasse in Zurich, in the heart of the Jewish community. 9:30 Wednesday morning, on the way to the Korban Esanel in Karlsruhe in Germany.
Okay, so since we're headed to Germany, we have to be very pinktlach with the timing. Just a brief Dvar Torah. We know that one of the great avenues of Avodas Hashem, one of the main six things we're going to be asked, the Achamei V'Esim Shana, is Tzipisa LeYeshua. But there's a big question. How could it be one of the big six things that we're going to be asked, La'achamei v'esim shana? Where in the Chumash does it even say that we're obligated to anticipate the coming of Mashiach? So the smack that we say over all the time says it's included in the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Part of believing and remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is the belief that Hashem will take us out of the current galus. However, and there's a pasuk in this week's parsha by the Karban Tamid, where the pasuk says, as karbani lachmi li'ishai, Reach nichaychi, tishmeru lahakrivli b'mayadai. What does it mean, tishmeru? It could just say, takrivu lahakrivli, or takrivu b'mayadai. What's tishmeru lahakrivli b'mayadai? So it's brought in the Sefer, Yushalayim b'mayadeha, on the Bein HaMitzarim, page Peivav, also in the Nesiva Shalom, in this week's parsha. It says, tishmeru simply means, see to it that it's brought at the right time. But we know tishmeru could also mean to eagerly anticipate, like in the pasuk va'aviv shamar es hadavar, that Yaakov eagerly anticipated the fruition of the fulfillment of the dreams of Yosef. So the pasuk is saying tishmeru lahakrivli, that if you're in the galus and you're not makriv karbanos, you do other mitzvahs, but you're not makriv karbanos, tishmeru, eagerly anticipate the opportunity of being makriv of the Karban Tamid. So every morning when we say the Karban Tamid, it provides us an opportunity to mekayim the great mitzvah of being mitzapel Yeshua. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya today, and all of our tefillah should be neskabel barachim and v'ratzon.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.